So let's look at the muscle in a functional definition aspect. Something a little different. I want you to sit back and just take in this information and let it process to understand that whole different philosophy and understanding what muscles really are and what they do. On a functional standpoint, to actually be a chiropractic detective, so to speak, we need to look at muscles as restrictors and guiders of movement to prevent injury, not dynamic movers. Muscles are there for a certain reason. Their origins and insertions are there for a certain reason. The way they communicate with and attach to different synergistic muscles, and the angle of effect of this muscle and how it alters and affects the opposite muscle is also a very important tool to understand. All or none theory. If a body is 20% deficit on one side, or injured to that certain aspect of ADL activities, the body is not going to counteract that with appropriate 30% of contraction to restore function. It is going to give it an all or none theory, especially those who have large muscle mass. A person with a large muscle mass in their back and latissimus and scapula stabilizers, if they have an intercostal separation, when their muscles spasm to protect, they're not going to spasm just enough to protect that injury. But they're going to protect as much as they can and actually cause more damage. All the more reason to cater to the negative effects of the healing process, understanding that muscles are restrictors and guiders and protectors of movement to prevent injury. They are protectors of rotational forces, as we'll see in the natural degenerative process of things in the upper and lower extremities and how it affects the cervical and lumbar spine. We'll find that muscles functionally work together in order to decrease the amount of rotational forces at each joint, to increase shock absorption capability, and decrease degeneration and breakdown. We'll need to remember and memorize that plastic deformation, what it is, and how it occurs within 45 minutes of abnormal positioning or long-term repetitive trauma and stretching. Atrophy occurs within 6 hours, which means that we want to take this tool with us in dealing with a patient in the acute inflammatory state, or those who actually have a chronic pain injury and are given immobilization as a treatment tool. We'll get into those rules later.